Seymour is also here. And Jane, you were both young actors, you and Christopher Reeve, when you worked in the movie Somewhere in Time. And we've already said that it became a cult classic, even though it wasn't in the beginning a big success. But your relationship continued after that. Tell us about it.
Well, we developed a really special, really close relationship while we were making that film. And something really magical happened. And, you know, of all the people that I've ever worked with, he always remained a really, really close friend. And we kept in contact right until just a couple of months ago. We really shared ups and downs. We shared so much. I always remember him calling me and telling me he'd met Dana and how amazing she was. And you know, our families were together. We called our son, one of our twins, Christopher, after Chris Reeve, and he became his godfather. And, you know, Chris would talk to me all the time about how people are paralyzed in life, you know, and he was supposedly paralyzed, but not paralyzed in his mind or his spirit. And he was really an inspiration to me and, you know, obviously millions of others.
I wonder, Jane, how your son, who is what, 9 years old now? How did he take the news?
Oh, he was weeping. He was in my bed this morning and he wouldn't leave. And, you know, he has a twin, Johnny, who was named after Johnny Cash. And the two of them came to me and said, Mommy, why do our godfathers, why did they all die this year? You know, why, how does this happen? And, but, you know, we have beautiful memories of Chris and my Chris really emulates him. You know, he's fearless, he's strong, he's big, he's, you know,
very much, very much like his godfather. Very much. One happy memory. You went to a Crosby, Stills, and Nash concert.
Well, you know, after he was in the chair, you know, you just don't know quite how to deal with it. And I was at this fundraiser, and he was there, and everyone was standing up and dancing to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And I could see he was just dying to dance. And Dana, I don't think she was there that day. And my husband, James, was there. And I said, James, is it okay if I dance with Chris? And he went, what do you mean? And I looked at Chris, and he said, okay. And I put my cheek next to his cheek, and we, like, rocked out. And everyone was looking at us. And he was just, he was laughing. And I remember that he was still able to have fun, have a wicked sense of humor, and party, even though at that time absolutely nothing moved.